Welcome to The Beauty Bar, where we tend to beautiful people just like you. We're your hosts, Joan
and Stephanie,
and we want to make sure you are treating yourself right, not just your face.
Good save. Today we have a very, very, very special guest, Marshall in the house. Woo-hoo!
Hi, everybody.
Ooh.
Is this an ASMR episode?
Hey, what's up? Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to be here. Of course. Thank you for coming.
I don't know Jack Schnucken about beauty, but that's
what?
Not true. I know a little
You
bit.
Are so fabulous. That's not true. I love.
Yes.
I'm not wearing any makeup today. Don't close
Please
up.
Share this.
But don't close up. I'm not, yeah, from far away, I look great. But, you know, as you get closer, things start to fall apart. So let's not do that. But anyway, yeah, thank you for having me, guys.
Of course.
It's been a while since I've seen y'all, you know, thanks to this amazing pandemic that we have going on today.
Unfortunately,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
But Marshall is an amazing musician and artist, and he is so fun to watch live. So hopefully in the future, we can all go watch Marshall do his thing.
I miss performing so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And live shows and being around people. But this kind of brings it back a little bit, you know, to be with people I haven't seen in a long time. So I feel like I have to keep doing this. Is this going to happen the whole time? Yeah. Okay, great.
That'll be great. Do you remember when you first met Marshall? Was it at a concert or do you remember?
No, I think you did the styling for a music video of
So I used to be a video producer at one point. And
Benzino.
Zeno and Stephanie were both in the music video.
Oh,
and so
okay.
That's how we met for the first time. Mm. Right?
I think I kind of knew
officially.
You
yeah, we knew
before.
Of each other just because like mutual friends and things like that. And then we got close in LA.
Yes.
For sure.
Wow.
And then we hung out, you know,
Every time we meet, we eat, is it Texas barbecue?
We get Linus.
Oh.
But is it still there? Yeah.
Alabama. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Alabama barbecue.
Alabama barbecue, yeah.
It's
so
good.
We try to eat some delicious food every time we like get together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to go again.
For sure.
How about you? How did you guys meet?
I think it was at a concert.
Yes.
I think I saw you perform.
Mm-hmm.
And then… Yeah, we had dumplings.
Yes, we had dumplings. And we also have a lot of mutual friends
Yes,
as well.
We do.
After the performance or during?
After the performance.
During would have been fun. Yeah,
like, been fun.
Hey, dumplings, hey. That's a great concept. We should use that.
Yes. All right. So before we get into our episode, if there's anything skincare related that you want us to discuss in future episodes, let us know on our socials at The Dive Studios. And we ask that you follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts with a 5-star rating so more people can know about our show and get these insider tips.
Awesome.
Woohoo!
Well, before we begin, Marshall.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. You know what? When the pandemic hit, I, you know, like everybody else, was super depressed and trying to figure out, like, what am I going to do now? Because I had, like, a very fabulous plan for 2020 and all kind of went down to the trash heap. And so I had to figure out what I want to do next. And so last year, I just threw out a bunch of songs and singles. Mm-hmm. I released pretty much a single every month beginning in August.
Wow.
So this year, so I like ran myself to the ground. But this year, I'm working on my first full-length album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I've only released EPs and singles. But this time, I'm really going to go hard and bring a lot of like fun special guests.
Ah.
And it's slated for fall release in September.
So
but I also have a single coming out from that album every month leading up to
September. My gosh. So, it's going to come so fast because you're releasing the singles
in between.
Mm-hmm. So bam, September.
Yeah. So I have a song coming out called Metamorphosis on the 21st of March.
Hilary
and
Duff.
Then… Oh my God. That's so funny. yes. Go down. And then I have another song coming out on the 18th of April.
Ooh, okay.
TBD.
Wow.
Definitely yeah. looking forward to that.
Hitting the ground running, you guys. That's awesome. Yeah. But Metamorphosis is just basically about me just leveling up as an artist and showing like the next version, a more fully realized version of myself. Mm. The fashion in it is insane. So.
Yeah, I mean, look at your daily look here.
Darling, please stop. Please keep going.
I just want to steal some things from your closet, to be honest.
Yeah, every time I see you, you have something.
Thank you.
Many things on you, actually.
I'm just one of those people that like wants to make sure that I'm like, that people don't forget who I am. No matter what.
No one will forget who you are. No one.
You.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Since this is a beauty show, how is your skin?
A mess.
No, it's looking really good. You're not wearing any makeup.
No makeup, just lotion. I after being in this business for so long, like sometimes you wanna, you know, save money just because, you know, pandemic. So you do your own like makeup. Mm-hmm. And I've learned how to do like base makeup and things like that. But nowadays, maybe also because of the pandemic, I'm like, yeah. I'll just like put on a big glasses, a big hat, and that'll distract everyone.
You know, those accessories help the most at protecting your skin from the UV rays,
look at that.
The pollution.
I didn't even know that I was doing something right.
Fashion skincare. Fashion care. I don't know what you would call it.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of here to just like learn from you guys. See, you know, what kind of tips you guys
we'll try our best.
And, yes. Yeah,
we'll try about my best.
Many fun things.
Yes, I'm super excited. And maybe I'll give my two cents with my experience in the musical theater and I don't know, music world that I've been in for the past like a gajillion years.
Sorry. Oh my god, my phone just dropped. Right. First off, we want to acknowledge that gendering beauty products is kind of lame, especially now in 2021. Sure, there may be certain products for severe circumstances like women going through pregnancy or men who have very strong facial hair.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it's all skin. I feel like there's no need to gender products necessarily.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when I used to shop in the States for skincare, there was never really a girl section and a male section. But in Korea, you walk into an Innisfree and there are all these camel printed body washes, silver packaging, dark blue is really popular.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I just noticed that there was definitely a difference here, more choices, but it's kind of the same product, just with different scents, fragrance.
The scents, like firewood.
Yes.
Yeah, so sandalwood. Mm-hmm.
I
all
like
very
sandalwood.
Woody.
Right. Cigars.
Ugh. But I do feel like a lot of times, like in not just Korea, but just in many cultures around the world, it's like the more manly you are, the less you care about your skin. It's just kind of like, oh, you know, I just like wash my face and with a bar of soap.
Oh,
you know,
I hate when my guy friends say that.
Yeah, I just use soap and
or water.
No
he's like, what's your skincare routine?
But like, also, you don't. Yeah. I know you use shaving cream to shave your face. So let's, like, why you gotta lie? Like, I know you have, like, a 10-step regimen. So why you gotta lie? I mean, granted, like, it's been, like, the world has kind of opened up a little bit more.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot more, you know, people are more open-minded with, like, taking care of their face. You know, I'll have friends who ask me, like, so, like, what do? Like, do you do, like, all the, you know, face masks? And I'm like, but I'm actually one of those people that I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to say that I don't, but I'm just lazy, which is why I just do, like, I'll just do, like, a cleanser and a lotion. And that's pretty much it.
That's okay.
Very basic.
Yeah, that's also, but it's not like a thing of where some people feel like, oh, if I care, that it makes me less masculine.
Less of a man.
Like,
exactly.
That's like,
which is such bullshit.
No, so I think it's so much more attractive when guys know how to take better
and
care
and if you
of
smell good.
Yeah, that is a
like,
big thing.
Like, if you smell good, like, just the other day, actually. Yeah. Just the other day. So my roommate had, like, an old, like, ex-boyfriend of hers that she's still now, like, good friends with. And when he used to come around our place, like, Ooh, child. Like, so he was one of those, like, all natural, organic, vegan. I like to go, like, hiking, and I'm a very forest boy, blah, blah, blah. And he would only take cold showers and no body wash, no shampoo, no nothing. And girl, it smelled like he rolled around in an onion patch for, like, 10 years and didn't take any showers,
didn't know
what it was. You know, but, like… And, like, how do you say that to someone without, like, hurting their feelings?
They're like, hey, you know? Happy birthday. Here's this really expensive perfume or cologne that you can use.
And he didn't wear any of that. He didn't – not even patchouli, you know? Like, you would think, like, sometimes when – patchouli, right? But nothing. Nothing, nada. And so, like, it always stunk. And I was always like, oh, he's such a nice guy and he's good looking and he's tall. If only he, like, bathed with, like, products. But and so like now he's lived in Korea for a few years and he's gonna go back to the States, but he recently met up with my roommate and he said, yeah, I smell good now. And like because he now
like
uses
he
products. Yeah. So he has
someone
all these
told
body wash.
Yeah. Someone told
Girl,
him.
You cannot survive in Korea if you stink like that. Okay. That's just that ain't gonna fly here. Like, oh, you're trying to be a teacher and you're smelling up the classroom, like the kids, you know kids.
They'll be so honest.
You do not hold back. They're like, ooh, teacher, what's that? You smell. Like, they full on will say it to your face.
Yes, you're right.
So I think he got the hint. He was like, okay, I can't be organic like this. I have to be organic in a different way.
Okay.
So now he does like Lush and like all that stuff. But
that's why the men fragrances, male skincare are so fragrant. Maybe.
They're very… pungent.
Yes.
Like it's very…
Oh my
like,
God. Every teenage boy with the Axe body spray.
$10.
Oh, our classroom in high school.
Oh, it's
I used to wear Axe deodorant. Oh, but I didn't know any better.
But it's like a start. I mean, it's like a sensitive topic, you know.
Side question. I haven't worn deodorant ever since I like started living in Korea. Because it seems like a lot of people don't wear deodorant. Especially as Asians. Mm-hmm. Like, I just…
I literally get Botox in my armpits so I don't sweat.
Really?
It's the best investment I've ever done because I sweat a lot, especially in the summer. Like, I cannot wear t-shirts over my armpit. I will just sit and have giant sweat stains. Mm-hmm. So I did get Botox in my armpits and it was…
Did it work?
The best investment. Mm-hmm. I was so excited. I wore a t-shirt and I was to my boyfriend. I'm like, look!
Beyonce!
No
Beyonce!
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 Baby.
I mean, she's not even wearing her ring today.
I forgot it. I got it.
She's just trying to keep it safe so it doesn't fall.
I was like, Marshall's coming to the studio.
Because you know, I'm ready for all the women anyway. Yeah, so I just… No more gendering products.
Oh, yes.
You know, like men, taking care of your skin is good for you. And if you smell good, more women and or men and or other, depending on what you like, will be into you if you smell good.
Yes.
Just in general.
Yeah.
You'll make new friends. Like, it's going to help you in every possible way. So just…
Oh, yeah. Tip from the beauty bar.
Yeah.
The question is, do men and women biologically have a different skin need? Yes or no?
I mean, it has to be. I think yes, in a sense of men have facial hair. And I think that must, you know, just thinking about ingrown hair or maybe you need some special care for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they also have thicker skin.
Yes. Also, men don't have periods. Monthly hormonal breakouts. You guys don't have to deal with that. So I think in terms of that,
there is
a difference. But also there's no, because everyone has a different skin type. Some people have oily skin. Some people have thick skin. It's up to you. And there's so many products that you can find on the market. I don't think you should gender products just because of that. There's products for everyone.
Yeah, just based on your concerns.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, other than facial hair, that's like the only thing. Everything else, I feel like, is just like skin.
Right.
Like some people have larger pores. Like women, men. I've seen like all sorts of skin types.
But even women, we get laser hair removal. I get laser hair removal on my face.
Them bearded ladies, y'all.
Okay, like, but not because of that. It's because of makeup applies better. when you get laser hair removal. So my dermatologist was like, would you like to give it a try? And I thought, I don't see hair on my face. But he said, you will see a difference. And then afterwards, I can't go back.
Wow.
It's better than shaving it off myself because it'll grow back like thicker.
How often do you get those?
Like once every 6 months.
So just like once a year, basically.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, there's also men with no beards. There's women with beards. And I think that's the point, that we should pick products based on our concerns, not based on how they're labeled for genders.
Mm. Absolutely.
Right.
100%.
Were there any differences that you guys noticed in Europe, the States, and Korea in terms of beauty products catering to men?
Oh, 100%.
Mm. Like what?
It'll literally say for men on the product.
Right.
Like, you'll have deodorant for men, or is that deodorant for women? And like, it's so ridiculous because it seems such a like an old way of thinking, right?
Right.
It's such an ancient way of thinking, yes, of like pink, yeah, is women and blue is right, like men. Like, mm-hmm, it's such a, but that's literally what the product's like.
Yeah.
You'll go to your nearest, like, you know, pharmacy or store, and you'll see like a rack of products, and all the female products happen to have like flower patterns and like pink,
yes,
and like, you know, it'll say like satin or whatever, you know. And then you'll go to the male section and it'll be like green and blue and black and like no like other types of colors, you know. And it'll literally, and even, and if that wasn't clear enough, they'll say for men or for women on the products.
Or on the wall at the very top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, like, yeah. So I always saw that and was like, oh. But because I was so conditioned that way all my life, like I never knew any different.
Right.
So for me, I was like, oh, I'm a guy. So I guess I have to go to that section and, you know, vice versa.
Definitely.
But, you know, as more information comes out, we realize that it's literally the same thing. And sometimes they call it the pink tax, but female products are, quote unquote, female products are more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Back to my sweaty armpits.
okay.
We love those.
Not anymore. But actually, because it was a real concern of mine, it made me also feel very insecure. And my doctor recommended to use men deodorant because it's stronger.
Yeah.
Than
that's
female
actually
deodorant.
Popular amongst girls. They love male deodorant.
So I
more.
Smell like sandalwood.
Yeah. Sandalwood is great.
It's the best.
Yeah, no worries. If you like that woody smell.
But I feel like I imagine it being very intimidating because maybe that's also if many men might not be open to have a conversation about that with like their friends, and but you know they should. It's still skin, and if they're interested in it, you know, Peniel's interested in it.
He loves
dude, a lot of care. A lot of guys are.
Oh
and
no,
that's
for sure.
Right. And even my dad.
Yeah.
He's
and
now
more
interested.
And more, and more and more in Korea for sure.
Yeah,
like, I feel like a lot of guys are definitely more interested. You see a lot of more like BB cream, CC cream.
Mm-hmm.
I see dudes wear makeup all the time.
Also, Chanel recently, they sent black nail polishes to male with foundation for men. So, like, I think there are even nail polish people are starting to wear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. I see that popping up all the time. People are wearing nail polish all the time.
I was like, I've been doing that.
I've been dying for yarns. And
yes.
Hey, the more the merrier, I say. It creates color. It brings color to everyone's
it's
life.
It's so cute. So,
I like
thank
it.
Thank you. It's kind of old, so. Sorry.
It's better than mine. Like,
yours,
I'm not even wearing
yours is super natch, though. Very,
natch.
Very pure natch. Looking.
All right. Natch. So let's talk about some Korean grooming and skincare products that target men that are existing right now. And first, we have a full-on set from Innisfree. If you are too busy for a full routine, they have a lot of all-in-ones in Korea. They
men
do
love
that.
All-in-ones.
They love that.
Got no time.
All-in-ones. It's like, oh, what do you use? Oh, I use an all-in-one everything for my face, my body, my butt, everything. So you're just like…
Isn't that just lotion?
But like, I swear, that's like wrong.
It's like shampoo, conditioner, body wash, everything.
Yeah. Use the same to wipe your, like, wash your nether regions and your face. Like, I'm sure there's going to be problems. You're going to get acne, bro. Like, get it together, yo. Get it together.
Yeah. A lot of my friends, my guy friends, they use all-in-one products. And it used to freak me out because I'm like, where are you getting the toning done? Like essence and lotion. And I gifted my collaboration product to them. And now they think that is the best product that they've ever tried because of course it's going to do much more than an all-in-one moisturized like crazy compared to an all-in-one product. So these are good.
What is your collaboration product?
We talked about it way too much on the show, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
Every episode.
Every episode, every chance we get. But yeah, all-in-one products are very popular in Korea. And I feel like a lot of brands have it at the male section. To minimize steps of the K-beauty skincare routine for men, Innisfree created Pores for Men Pore Care All-in-One Lotion. It's perfect for any man that wants to minimize the look of pores and control excess oil. Infused with peptides. I love peptides. Good for wrinkles. And cilicia. Cilicia?
She knows her.
She knows her.
As you said that, I did not know how to say the next one. So, I was like, wait, is that salicylic acid? I don't know. This all-in-one lotion helps reduce the look of pores and keep skin looking matte.
We love a matte look.
Yes. I love
a matte look. We love a matte look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't matter what gender. It's up to your preference.
Doesn't matter about your matte look.
The secret is in this all-in-one lotion black yeast ingredient. Black yeast is used to help form protective barriers on the skin. So,
okay, isn't that
check
weird?
Out the forest.
Yeast, black yeast. Isn't yeast the same yeast that they use to make bread rise? Yeah.
Yeah, like flour, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or something, flour, something. It helps like to make the bread rise, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
that's how you make part bread. Of the skin.
It helps.
I would like to look into this skincare line. I actually haven't even checked it out at the section.
Oh.
It's $29. Sorry. It's all over the place.
$29.
Okay.
That's a good price.
Mm. Yeah.
I've seen many men in public, not only artists or musicians, wear makeup in Korea. And I think that's awesome that they have their thing going on. They're like, yes, I will look my best. And, you know, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Versus in maybe in America, I've never really seen that.
Not as much. No. Yeah. Definitely, it's more widespread in Korea. It's more widely accepted in Korea for men to put on makeup or some sort
of. Yeah. Because I remember when K-pop started getting more popular in the States, everybody was like, you're wearing makeup.
Right.
And I'm like,
but newsflash, everyone, like all your favorite celebrities wear makeup.
And it's hot.
100%. Like Brad Pitt wears makeup.
Not the heavy, except Johnny Depp wears the heavy eyeliner.
Depp but wears makeup. Like every Justin Bieber wears makeup. Like everyone wears makeup.
Yes.
Like it's, you may think they don't, but they all do.
Yes.
Just FYI. Not just for photo shoots, but like if they're going to a public place where they have to go to an event, they get their makeup done.
Yeah.
By makeup artists. And hairstylists.
True
so just
fact.
Just FYI.
And we're going to introduce the Be Ready Level Up Foundation for 20,000 won. That's about $20. This is a foundation from Be Ready, a cosmetic brand specifically designed for men, launched in 2019 by Amore Pacific. Mm. It offers 5 color options, which is actually not
that many.
That many. Mm.
But it's more than when I first came to Korea. Because back then it was 21 and 23. But now there's more than 2 shades.
More shades.
So I'm starting to see that brands are releasing many different shades.
Mm-hmm.
They're sending all the shades to me when they're doing PR. So if you guys need a foundation, I'll bring the whole box. Yeah, okay.
It offers 5 color options that fits the men's skin color and covers from face to the neck naturally from bright to dark skin tone. It also sticks well to your skin and makes it look smooth and clean all day long. This foundation is also easy to spread around with your hands so you can use it easily without any special tools.
Mm.
Keeping tools. That easy.
Do you use tools? Oh, wait. You don't do like…
What do you mean? What
like,
kind of tools?
Like a sponge or a brush? What are you…
Oh, those tools. Only when I do like makeup. So like… Yeah, so when I have to prepare for an event or something.
Yeah.
Honestly, I should have worn makeup today, but…
No, I'm fine.
I don't know how close this
Please
is actually
this is
going.
Super 8K
oh
cameras.
Oh my…
No, I'm kidding.
Is it like ultra 4K? Like, oh, heaven. Oh my God. Can we add grain to this video? You know what I'm talking about? Like, give it
can
texture.
Can we add the…
Paris blurred or entire
blurred just this area right here. Oh. Right here.
Okay.
But yes, I do use like the puff.
I love my puff.
Yeah, the puff. Mm, that's puff. As much as I'll get. and then all the other tools are
brush.
Yeah,
oh,
and then
the clear looking the jelly looking applicator. Have you guys seen those?
No, but that the looks silicone really cool. Tool. Oh yeah, I've yeah. seen it, but I'm always afraid that I'm just gonna get
like, it feels
messy.
Weird on the skin. I didn't like
they have
it.
So many of like that like thick brush thing yeah. that you like hammer right. it into your face.
Yeah, I do the foundation brush. I do the foundation yeah. brush.
I like a sponge.
Yeah,
a
sponge, I like my
foundation
too.
Brush, and then sometimes I use lip gloss and I apply it on my eyelids. As well. Because okay, innovative. I heard that like you don't necessarily have to use a certain thing of makeup or just for your face or just for your lips. You can mm-hmm. actually use it anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Which I found interesting.
I always put on lipstick and then when I smudge it a little bit, I always put it on my cheeks after a little bit.
Love that.
I always saw my mom do that. I think that was also like, super big in the 90s. Mm-hmm. She always puts lipstick on her cheek and then rubs it in.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm like. That's like that heavy 90s that. Blush look.
Yeah. Hey, she was in it to win it. So do you want both makeup coverage, but you know, also want to do your skin some good?
Yes, I do.
Well, there is a product called Graphene. Mm-hmm. Am I saying it right? Graphene. It's a BB cream that is it's made specifically for men. And compared to other products, this product has features such as moisturizing and cooling to reduce irritation to the skin while providing coverage for a clean skin texture. The higher heat causes distortion of the protein components of the skin, which turns out to be wrinkles. And this BB cream apparently helps you prevent this from happening. Also, the brand model happens to be someone very special right now to this person to the right of me.
Who is it?
Yeah, who could who it be? It?
It's my boo. It's really, I love driving by to Olive and Young in our neighborhood because there's a giant poster of him in the window.
Oh.
And I literally, when we're together, I roll down the window. I'm like, oh my God, who's that? And he gets someone, he's like, stop.
Oh my God.
People are like looking in the car. I'm like, is that you?
Yes.
And then everyone starts driving behind you guys. Be careful.
I love it.
Yeah, aww, so it's cool. It's normally 26,000 won, which is roughly about $25, but it's currently on sale for 21,000 won.
Wow.
So go get that
go
product.
Go get it. Now.
Have you tried it?
I haven't, but we have it at home.
Oh, okay.
A lot of it.
Well, if you guys want to
If you guys
share,
want some.
I'll be down to take one.
Yeah, but it's pretty nice. He uses it sometimes and it's actually really nice.
Mm.
I should
Lovely.
Steal some too. Steal some stuff back since he steals my stuff.
Yeah. Love it.
All right. Read another.
Okay, we're done. This was the most important friend.
All right. Do you have dry skin from being out all day? Laneige Homme. Homme? 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 Homme?
Laneige Homme.
Homme.
I don't know. I speak French.
Well… Laneige Active Water Cream.
Nice.
For men. This is a cream with a powerful double moisture layer that protects and fills skin with moisture, making it moist and vibrant. Take a shot every time I say moist because that was a lot. Laneige Homme's anti-dryness technology forms a powerful double moisture layer that prevents skin dehydration. It is simple to use. Use during the last step of basic skincare by applying a small amount and dab onto your palms, then evenly massage from the outside of your face, working inwards. And the model for this, I'm not kidding, is Song Joong-ki and Park Seo-joon. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I love Laneige products.
Not as good as Graphene. Not a biased opinion, but…
That was a foundation.
100% unbiased.
It's a…
They have cream. Everything. We have
oh, really?
So many shampoos in our shower that all says Benzino on it.
Oh.
The Benzino shampoo.
Or like body wash.
Oh.
It's so many. If you guys need anything.
Does it smell good?
Yeah, it actually does.
I need a new body
you wanna
wash.
You
want to… I want to wash myself with…
Like, yes. Benzino.
With Graphene.
Graphene.
Yeah, I'm hyping them out. I'm not even getting paid for this.
Have
oily or acne-prone skin? Primera men, organians, sebum, cut, fluid. $37, $39 or 35,000 won. This product that keeps oily and acne-prone skin healthy. It soothes smoothly without stickiness and controls excess sebum secreted with peach sprout extract, pores powder. It also passed a non-comedogenic test suitable for acne-prone skin. This is how much I want to read. No, I'm kidding. I don't know this word either.
I feel like we're in school. And like, we're popcorn reading.
Right. Bergamot?
Bergamot, yes.
Ah, bergamot, rosemary, lavender, geranium, rose, frankincense, patchouli are combined to provide a natural fragrance suitable for men.
Patchouli.
This is a patchouli. That is one… This is a very intense smell, it seems like.
I'm noticing that a lot of these products are from a more Pacific. You know, we have Innisfree, Be Ready.
Yeah.
Laneige, Primera. They know what they're doing.
Need some shaving aftercare? Swagger all-in-one grooming oil. 19,000 won. This product is a shaving oil from the male grooming line, Swagger. It makes the beard soft, making it more convenient and clean to shave. And helps moisturize dry skin after shaving. The meteoric and water-based oil components are separated into two floors. It has a unique feature of being made with one essence when it's shaken.
Oh my goodness. But those oils are actually good. The grooming oils, I use one from Aesop that someone used it on his face. It's like a, it almost feels like a serum, but when you rub it, it becomes foamy.
Oh.
But it makes your skin and beard, I mean, what he told me, very soft. And then when you shave it, it doesn't like dry your skin. And it also works great on my legs.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently it was created with like all natural ingredients that are selected specifically from Korea. And they're against using chemical preservatives. And they don't do paraben or phthalates that cause harm to the body. And to the body. And none of the products are tested on animals. Yeah. Mm. And again, you guys, all of these products are interchangeable between men, women, and non-binary people. So just because it's marketed for men doesn't mean only men are allowed to use it.
Right.
Yeah,
it really comes down to what your skin needs.
100%.
Your skin type. Because we're sitting here, we all have different skin types, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that is something that you should keep in mind when you're shopping for skincare.
Absolutely.
A quick word from our listeners from Discord. We have Beth C 929. Instagram ads. If I am tempted by a product that is targeted to me in an ad, how can I evaluate it to decide if it is actually a good idea?
Oh, I'm very gullible to Instagram ads.
Really?
Especially weirdly bikinis.
Oh.
If I see a cute bikini in an Instagram ad, I always buy it.
See, I never get
me too. I don't
those
get
bikini ads.
I don't go to the beach or to the pool. I just have all these bikinis.
See, I honestly don't know how they like target you.
Yeah.
You know?
It's what kind of ads do you get?
Listen to you.
I get music. So I had a music product ad where it was like you make a beat out of like this thing and you just like and you can use it in your music program that you use. It's very music
I don't
focused.
Get those ads.
Yeah, see? What do you get?
I don't think I
like
get
beauty product
ads.
Related stuff?
Probably beauty related.
I don't
know.
I don't get that many ads on Instagram. I think it's because I'm so used to seeing my friends posting their ads.
Uh-huh.
Does that count as an ad? If I'm following it? Are you guys
like,
talking
it's like
about
a sponsor? The sponsor
it'll say like in a sponsored.
Oh,
ad.
I get a lot of furniture.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I get a lot of furniture.
Do you buy a lot of furniture?
But not from Instagram ads.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe did you like look for furniture stuff?
On my Safari. Maybe, do you search up bikinis on your Safari?
I don't.
Or maybe somebody with your phone is going,
like,
bikinis on your phone to get those.
That's so weird.
That's a thing.
Yeah. But I do, like, the funny thing is, like, when I see the ad, I will click on it and just to, like, see what it, like, what it's all about. Because it is interesting.
Right.
Do I buy it? No. I did purchase a beauty product, like a quote unquote men's grooming product from there. But a trial version, and I stopped it.
Oh, goodness. I purchased, it's a sponge. And in the shower, you rub it on your skin. It makes your dead skin come off.
Ooh,
and actually, it works.
Cool.
And like all this nasty stuff comes off. And I'm like, nice. But yeah, I'm like a sucker.
So I guess
I feel so, I'm probably going to get so targeted now by ads that they know they actually buy from it.
Oh, my goodness.
But I think, yeah, check it out. Read some reviews.
Like, yeah.
I had like beauty, actual beauty products. Mm-hmm. I'm always a little bit weary at first.
Right.
Yeah, especially 100%. If it's a brand that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I look it up on YouTube and see how many reviews there are.
Mm-hmm.
Or look on hashtags to see how many people posted it, to see how it works on their skin. So I just like do a little bit of slides.
That's so smart.
Yeah. There's a lot of reviews that you could check out, pictures on the internet where you can see if the product works or not.
Great. Yeah. Great advice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
SAS524 asked, how to find a good dermatologist, esthetician, cosmetic expert of some sort?
Ooh.
Mm, that sounds like episode 3 of the beauty bar. Right?
Also, I feel
like what did we talk about?
Lasers.
Oh, lasers?
Mm.
Oh, but like to find like an actual like doctor, I really trust… Friends' recommendations.
Yes, friends.
Friends. If you have friends.
Are there like reviews and stuff like online of what's the app that used to do?
Yelp.
Yeah, like a Yelp of like…
In Korea?
Yeah. Something
I feel like
similar.
Here, a lot of people check for neighbor reviews and then check the how many stars they have and whatnot. Do you go to a dermatologist?
I should, but I don't.
A red flag for me when I went into a dermatologist was when he recommended like 11 lasers in one sitting. And I went for it. Yeah.
And you said yes.
I went for it. There is a video on that. So you can check it out on my channel. The results were fine. But it took so long to heal because… It was so harsh on my skin. And I'm sure he has customers that come in who do the 11 lasers. And they don't, you know, heal as slowly as I did. But I really regretted that because it just seemed like everything sounded so good for my skin when he was talking. He's like, you gotta get this laser for this, this laser for this. And I was like, okay.
It sounds good.
Yeah. It sounds so good, especially when a doctor says it. But I kind of… regretted it afterwards because it did take a long time to heal. So I don't recommend doing 11 lasers in one sitting. It hurts and smells.
Smells like some gypsum.
Lot of burning flesh there.
Yeah.
Goodness. I went into a skincare clinic. That's also a skincare clinic, but also they have a plastic surgery
well. That was mine.
And I just wanted to get a skin consultation for my face. And during the consultation, he also asked me if I want to get a boob job. And I'm like, oh my God.
No way.
And I didn't even bring it up or anything. And I'm like, excuse me.
That is so offensive.
Yeah. Look, it's not like I asked for it.
Like, do you want a boob job? Look, like, that's so annoying. I'm mad at you.
Right? Yeah. I feel very like, what?
Also, you have to understand that like they're always trying to…
Like,
you know,
add
they're
more
trying to make
to
money,
their,
upsell.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to upsell their product. So… I always like… I think for me, a red flag is like if it seems like they're trying to upsell you more, like, and you're like, oh, you know, I have X amount of money or this is like my budget, and if it's like it seems like, well, then sorry, you can't be here. Then like it already makes me feel like, okay, this person doesn't really care about me per se. They only want to make money off of
me.
So in that case, I'm like, okay, then you don't really care about my skin at all.
Yeah,
you just want to make money. So.
That's a
thank
good
you
point.
Next, you know? So I would like to go to someone who actually cares about my skin and like really can get into the nitty gritty of things and be like, okay, that's fine. And they try to work with me and work within my budget. Sure.
Yeah.
Like more of a journey than just like a one time I'm going to blow money.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's
so cute.
Moving right along. Rainshine116 says… Whenever I see videos of people talking about skincare or makeup, they're always like, everyone's skin is different. And so you have to find what works for you. How do you know if the product works for you or not?
Oh, I feel like I got exposed there.
No, but it's true though. It's like you have to just try it out.
Yeah. Unfortunately. How can you find out what your skin type is?
Mm. Well, I personally thought I had oily skin for the longest time. Mm-hmm. But when I went to a dermatologist, she said, you have super dehydrated dry skin. And that's why your skin is appearing very oily.
Mm-hmm. And it's trying to overcompensate.
Right. And so I think the best way to find out what your skin type is by seeing a dermatologist. Because 100%. They're going to wash your face, touch it, and see everything. And so that's how I learned what mine is.
See everything. I feel like
especially stuff. Under that light.
The UV light?
Yeah. You go into the clinic thinking, I'm having a great skincare day. And then you lay there under the light and 50 pimples.
And she's like, ew.
Yeah. Like so many whiteheads to extract. And so I think the best way to find out is by seeing a professional. And for finding products that work for you is really a trial thing. Because I tried so many different products and then I learned throughout what ingredients works best with my skin, mm-hmm. what ingredients gave me the best results and so on. So trial and error.
Definitely maybe grab some testers because it can be also very expensive if you keep trying these products
right.
and not working. Uh-huh. But
or you can be allergic.
Yeah.
So yes. Make sure you, also a good point.
Dermatologist is like the most sound advice.
Even just to get like an initial evaluation.
Yeah.
Because they're the experts.
They are.
100%.
And don't get a boob job on the way.
All right. Thank you so much, Marshall, for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me,
you're
guys.
You're so funny.
This was really fun. I had a lot. I was kind of nervous, but
it was so fun. You made us feel very excited about your music, which is coming up very soon. Please share where we can find you.
Yeah, so you can find me on my socials. Either Instagram is at MarshallXYZ or Twitter at MarshallXYZZZZ.
How many Zs?
I think there's 4 Zs.
Okay. Links will all be in the description box of the YouTube videos. Please add that.
And then I'll update my socials there. Or you can find my music, Marshall. It's MRSHLL. So no A's in the Marshall on any streaming platform.
Lovely. If you wish to stay updated on this show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And full episodes on youtube.com/divepods.
Also, please join us on Patreon. At patreon.com/thedivestudios for exclusive content and ad-free listening from The Dive Studios.
Hey, yo.
Once again, subscribe to and review this podcast. Thank you for listening and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.